Mornings on SEN.
Yes, straight into it because I don't want to keep my next guest waiting. One of the most generous things that I have ever seen is Patrick Dangerfield auctioning off his match-worn premiership Guernsey, and every cent of that will go towards My Room. The current bid for that Guernsey is $19,950 with just under 8 hours to go left on this auction. The man that wore the Guernsey last Saturday is with me. Danger, thanks so much for your time and a massive congratulations from me for the first time for what you and your team achieved on Saturday.
Thanks, Kane. It's, mate, it's been such a special few days. As you know, you don't sort of really comprehend it until you're lucky enough to win one, and we've been lucky enough to win one. And yeah, what a wonderful experience, and to have the families on there and to play the way that we did, it was so fulfilling, mate.
I love the way that you celebrated so humbly. I think you had a real point to include everyone, which is what Geelong do, but you were just as conscious of the players that didn't play as those that did. And, you know, Chris Scott's speech about the past coaches that aren't there now but set up this premiership. Was that a conscious thing, Danger, or is that just a reflection of the culture of the club?
Look, to be honest, I think it's a reflection of the culture of the club and how we value everyone in it. Like, for me personally, a great example is Sean Higgins. Sean comes to the club after a really long career. His attitude playing in our reserves this year and how he's led our really young players, and then to celebrate the success of others winning a grand final, which, you know, quite clearly he would have loved to have been out there playing. But, you know, that's why footy clubs, if you have people like that, you're going to be successful. And it mightn't always show it on the scoreboard, but the environment that you create is one that people want to be a part of. And, you know, he's one of so many stories of, you know, serious contributors to the culture of the place that, you know, don't get the medal, but the recognition, you know, internally certainly is there from us.
You come across as confident in your ability, and, you know, we love your personality. I'm interested, though, whether you at all had any doubts this year. If it was a strange year for you, for such a durable player, you had to go back and do the work. Started on the bench in the qualifying final. It was a different role that you played. Did at any stage you doubt your body or your role in the side or not? You always had confidence.
No, definitely. There's definitely doubt. There's definitely demons that appear from time to time, and definitely more so, you know, this year and probably last, as just you start to, you know, you have a few niggles and the form that just once came without even really trying too much, it's just you're in the zone, you know. You know, it's been a bit different to that. And that's certainly been an adjustment. And then it's sort of, all right, well, if physically this is what I am, then the time that I've sort of put in, and a lot of our players have put into the mental element of the game, becomes just so critical. So, yeah, in answer to your question, yeah, there's definitely doubts. And, you know, sometimes I probably hide that in a jovial manner to try and deflect. But, yeah, it's definitely there at different stages.
Could not ask you about Joel. I'm conscious of your time. I've got a million questions. But not much can be said that hasn't been said. But I selfishly want him to coach, Danger. I think he'd be outstanding as a senior coach. Can you give us any insight into what you think he's thinking about next?
Not really. I'd love him to coach as well. But I'm also a strong believer, if you're going to coach, you've got to experience a different environment. But I don't want him to go. So I hope he doesn't coach. I hope it's sort of, you know, administration in some capacity, or it's, you know, who knows, it might be a different sport for a little bit and get a bit of an understanding around other sports. But I know we'd certainly love to keep him as a footy club. But, you know, what he's done for me personally, the guidance he's given me, and then you brush a broad stroke over that for our organisation, it's nothing short of remarkable. I probably, like you, I hated playing against him. I wanted to rip his head off. And then you actually spend time with him and you think, this guy can't be real. This level of humility, humbleness, selflessness. It's like, he makes everyone else look terrible because of just how selfless he is. So, you know, what a ride, what a journey. And for him to finish the way that he did, it's, you know, befitting the person that he is.
Bit daunting for the next captain then, with everything that you've just said, and perhaps you're the person that can handle that, I guess, succession plan the best. Is it something you've thought about and something you'd be open to?
To be honest, no, because I never thought this day would come. I always just felt that for as long as I'd be, you know, around the place, that he would be there. I'm a few years younger than Joel, but it's just never felt like... I can't imagine the place without him. Mm. And you know, every player, you know, players come and go and all that sort of thing, and everyone's replaceable. But in terms of the person, and, you know, he just makes you feel 10 foot taller when you run out. And that's the thing, that he's always sort of been this safety blanket for us as a team, of just this sheer ruthlessness. Even if he wasn't playing all that well, it was just the fact that he was there that you would play better, because, you know, Joel Selwood's leading you out or is behind you, and, you know, he always had your back. And we will not ever be able to replace that, but we are in the lucky position where we've got some really wonderful leaders, and you know, there'll be opportunity for someone, but at the moment it's the captaincy of the Geelong Football Club has just always been him, you know. So it's going to be a weird feeling when it's no longer him and it's someone else.
Mm. Jack Bowes, I think, is managed by the same management company as you, Connor Sports. Danger, would he look good in Geelong colours next year? Is he someone you think they should go after?
Yeah, he is. I don't know how Mitch Cleary got a hold of the information that he did, but yeah, I'm a big fan. I've watched him a heck of a lot this year, to be honest, and for previous seasons as well. And I think he would look very, very good in the hoops. He's a bit of a taller mid, but he's also versatile. He's a bit of a kick. Sort of reminds me a bit of Mitch Duncan, in the fact that he's really nice by foot. He's got nice poise. And I mean, isn't that the beauty of sport? We were lucky enough to win it, but all of a sudden now it's like, how can we get better? Because we know every other team in the competition is doing the same. So that's the beauty of trade period, I think.
All right. Well, when you haven't won a premiership and now you have, and there's a Guernsey up for grabs, they don't ever come up like this. What's it worth, this thing? Because we're at 20 grand, which is just incredible in the space of a few hours. There's 8 hours to go, Danger. We need to push this as high as we can. And I reckon it starts with a 4 in front of this Guernsey. I think that's what I'm aiming for. But it's hard for you to comment. I just got to say, I was blown away when you messaged me. It's one of the most generous things I've ever seen. And thank you. And how do people get on and have a bid if they want this opportunity?
Yeah, so it's on the club website at the moment. It's literally on the front page, the auction. I've popped it up in the link on my socials as well. And I'm not going to be humble. I think it's worth plenty.
100%.
You know, it's so bloody hard to win. So whether it's, you know, your workplace or your boss that's done well for himself, it can be tax deductible, obviously. So, yeah, I'd love to see a 4 in front of it. It all goes towards my room, and I think, you know, watching your run, and then you hear some of the stories, and you've obviously experienced this with young Eddie, obviously in a different form, but certainly from a health perspective, there's just nothing worse than when your kids are sick, or you see a really ill child. So everything that we can raise for this, it's just so worth it. And I'm gonna pinch the mic at the Kaji tonight. I don't think I'll be getting up there, Cam, but I'm just going to go up there and pinch it and put a few of the high rollers under the pump to get the bidding up. And I actually had a text message from Tommy Stewart last night, and he said, "Mate, how do I get a part of this?" I said, "Well, I'm actually on with Kane tomorrow, so I won't give the club or the AFL a chance to take their clip. He's going to donate his jumper as well, and he's been one of the, you know, the best defender Geelong's probably ever had, and he's only, you know, 6 years into his career. So his jumper's going to be up for auction for my room as well. So we're hoping, you know, I think together, both of them, there should be sort of 50K plus. So he's hoping.
Unbelievable, mate. Can't thank you enough. And thanks for joining us this morning. So appreciate it. Enjoy the night tonight and the continued celebrations. Incredible.
Thanks, Dane. Thanks for having me.
So you can jump on Patrick Dangerfield's social media. It is auctions.officialmemorabilia.com.au. Patrick Dangerfield signed, match worn, 2022 AFL Grand Final Guernsey. 20 grand it is at. That's going to go sky high. If you know someone who wants this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, it's his first premiership and he's donating his Guernsey. It's absolutely incredible. And then on top of that, Tom Stewart's doing the same, the four-time All-Australian. Just unbelievable. Blown away by it. Every cent goes to my room. What a person Patrick Dangerfield is. He was our guest this morning.